the rest of the story. Tommy had walked into this dance hall only moments before. He had just reached the balcony rail 15 feet above the dance floor when the street gang closed in. They were the Valdors, the most vicious predators in the city. They had razors and bike chains and lead-weighted hoses and long memories. And the memory that brought them to the dance hall that night is the rest of the story. You see, it was just the night before. Tommy was lining up a shot at the Lothian Street pool hall when out of the corner of his eye, he spotted somebody poking around his jacket, which was draped on a chair. Cue in hand, Tommy strode over to the would-be thief and quite calmly told him, "Put it back." The other fellow protested he had taken nothing, and indeed Tommy had reacted too quickly for the young tough to steal the wallet in his jacket. "Just get away from here," Tommy warned. He gave the fellow a little shove for emphasis. Well, the problem was the thwarted pickpocket was a member of the Valdor gang, and he told his friends. And that's how Tommy was transformed overnight from anonymous to unfinished business. Next evening, he walks into the dance hall, which he visits twice a week. The Valdors have learned it's one of his hangouts, and they are not far behind. Tommy is still in the balcony when he hears the clatter of boot heels on the cold floor. He turns to see a half dozen gang members drawing close to encircle him. Over his shoulder is the dance floor, 15 feet below. Two of the Valdors are behind him now. And Tommy knows what they will do if they can is to grab him and heave him over the rail, at least. So Tommy, with nothing to lose, turns fast, lunges toward the two nearest gang members, clutches one by the arm and the other by the throat, and with a sudden contraction of his powerful arms, Tommy jerks the two thugs together. I mean, in an instant, their heads meet together with a crack. The two dazed hoodlums still in his grasp, Tommy growls to the others, "Now blow." The Valdors, startled, but suddenly respectful, slowly back away and slink from the dance hall. Having spoken the only language those violent street creatures understood, and having spoken the language most eloquently, Tommy achieved recognition, even honor among them that night. No, he never joined them. And yet they never passed him on the street thereafter without a nod of obeisance. All because once upon a time, on the dockside in Leith, the toughest turf in Edinburgh, Scotland, there lived a formidable young man whose days almost came to an end in a Fountain Bridge dance hall. But he saved his own skin by pulling a desperation stunt worthy of well, I guess you could say it was a stunt worthy of James Bond. And you know young Tommy Connery. You know him by the first name which he chose for himself, Sean Connery. Only now you know the rest of the story.